What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today I got a very special episode. Informal, you know, very straight to the point. You know what I'm saying? We're about to fuel y'all workouts. So today's episode is episode 90, Nutrition 101. Fueling your body for peak performance and well-being. So for those of you out there who are looking to, you know, perform better during your workouts, I definitely suggest you listening to this episode because we're going to be going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'll be giving you nothing but valuable info to not only outperform, you know, your counterparts, but to build muscle and perform at your very, very best. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So remember, fuel is fuel. You need to eat the right food to fuel and energize your body throughout the day and through your workouts, because it's very important. You want to have energy for your workouts, and you want to have the proper nutrition for that. You know what I'm saying? So think of your body like a high performance race car, right? Always use the highest octane fuel in order to get the best results. So you want to look at your body like a race car. You want to look at it as using the best of the best fuel, the best engine, the best everything. You know, this is a good analogy to use when thinking about what foods to put into your body. Always use nutrient-dense power foods to provide enough energy to really boost your performance so you can work out at optimal levels. Key factors to include in your high performance nutrition plan. So, like I said, I'm going to be giving you a lot of game in this episode. We're going to be dropping a lot of gems. And we're going to break down the nutrient-dense food you should be eating, you know. Some of the things that you should be drinking, like as far as like energy and fuel. So, without further ado, let's take a look at this list of healthy nutrient-dense foods. But remember. Some of these drinks contain artificial sweeteners, so stick with water or green tea if you want to avoid, you know, those substances in your diet. So, we got bottled water, we got green tea, we got Crystal Light, diet soda, sugar-free Kool-Aid, and that's the end of that. That's more like for the liquid part. Eat 5-6 smaller meals throughout the day. Eat enough protein for your body. Focus on nutrient-dense foods, which includes lean protein, whole grain carbs, and the right kind of fats. You need to fuel your body and increase your metabolism. The less you eat, the lower your BMR gets, and your body eventually goes into a starvation mode where it holds on to fat as much as possible. So you want to be getting enough food. You don't want to, you know, eat maybe one time a day and then turn around and don't eat nothing else. And then, you know, the next day you eat probably twice a day. You want to keep it consistent. You know, you want to eat regularly to get the most out of your, you know, workouts. Sample daily meal plan. So I'm going to be giving you guys a meal plan that you can use, you know what I'm saying, implement in your diet to, you know, fuel yourself and help you with that peak performance that we talked about earlier. But this is going to be a schedule breakdown for the times that you should be eating and some of the things that you can't eat. Now, reminder, this is all optional. You don't have to eat these things. There's other healthy alternatives, but I do feel like this is the best, you know, quality foods that you should be eating. So we got 1 chicken breast, 6 ounces, 1 cup of steamed brown rice, 1 small salad with balsamic vinaigrette dressing. We got at 11 a.m. turkey sandwich with whole wheat bread, 6 ounces of lean turkey breasts, lettuce, tomato, mustard, no cheese or mayo. 2 p.m. We got 6 ounces of top round steak, 1 cup of broccoli, 1 cup of non-fat cottage cheese. Move on to 5 p.m. Egg white omelet, 6 egg whites, mushrooms, 2 pieces of whole wheat toast, no butter. And last but not least, 8 p.m., 6 ounces of fish. The fish could be salmon, catfish, trout, halibut, etc. 2 cups steamed zucchini, 1 small salad with balsamic vinaigrette dressing. So, this is your meal plan schedule. We dropped it in the podcast. If you didn't fully get everything, I'm not going to repeat it. You can just, you know, replay it back. And yeah, these are some of the things you can eat to fuel, you know, your workouts and reach those peak performance, reach that peak performance. And this is Nutrition 101. So I'm just dropping you nothing but bangers on, you know, nutrition and giving you the foods to eat. You know what I'm saying? To reach that level that you're trying to get to. Because believe it or not, working out is very time consuming. It's something that you got to be consistent with. You got to be dedicated. You have to be, you know, mindful. You got to be consistent, disciplined. So with the right foods, you'll be able to, you know, match up to your workouts. Well, I don't want to put it like that. Not match up to your workouts, but eating the right foods, you'll be able to have that energy you need, you know, to function throughout the day, not just for your workouts, but function throughout the day and to create that balance, you know, that you need. So when you do get in the gym, it's like, okay, cool. I feel my body the right way. I can reach my goals effectively. I'm not feeling lethargic. I'm not feeling tired. I'm not feeling, you know what I'm saying, slothful. I can just, you know, get on my grind and do what I need to do. But with that being said, that was episode 90, Nutrition 101, fueling your body for peak performance and well-being. I dropped some game. I put some things in here that can be useful. I gave you a meal plan that you can use. And I think we accomplished a lot today. So if you listen to this episode and you feel like you gained something, you learned something today, please interact with it, you know, on Spotify. Just vote on a poll on how you felt about today's episode, podcast episode. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at IamElijahSmith33. You know, H&E Elijah. And I'm going to keep them coming. Like I said, I want to hit at least 100 episodes. So we're going to continue to do the work, continue to do the research. And I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. I'm loving the feedback I'm getting as well. And I'll continue to drop nothing but, you know what I'm saying, informational bangers. Be sure to give feedback, like I said earlier, in the comment section of the podcast. I'll be glad to get opinions and suggestions on next topics for the upcoming episodes. So be sure to write me on Twitter different topics, you know, to talk about, because we definitely got nonstop informational content. And I'm very proud of where we're going. I'm very proud of where I'm headed, you know, in terms of the podcast space. Just to throw one of my goals out there. One of my goals is to make enough proceeds from the podcast to actually get a studio and, you know, make this full time. You know, get a studio, get some fitness guests, and, you know, really build the Black Boy Talks brand, you know. that's really what I want to do. I want to build this brand. I've been doing it for 4 years, and I love the process, man. Like, I love the process. I love being able to gather information, break it down to the simplest form to where you understand it, to where I understand it, and you make magic. That's it. But this is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. That was episode 90, Nutrition 101. Fueling your body for peak performance and well-being. Hope this podcast served you well. Have a good day. Peace.